This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's a Wednesday. It's 7:08 on your Wednesday morning. A little bit of cloud cover out there this morning, but overall, looks like it's going to be a pretty decent day. It's going to warm up nicely, maybe a little bit of rain this evening. We'll see how that affects you. I think Drew out there is planning to go to the city game, so hopefully he'll stay dry over there. That's a good thing. You know, last hour, Kim, if for those of you who are listening, one of the last stories we did was the story that somebody in Colorado named John Doe is suing for $100 million in emotional distress because Shedeur Sanders fell so far in the draft. And a buddy of mine texted me and said, it's got to be Dion.
That's why he won't identify himself.
I hadn't even crossed my mind, but who else would have suffered more emotional distress than Dion Sanders after the way he overhyped his son?
Why do you get to remain anonymous on some of those lawsuits?
I don't know.
Well, Chris on YouTube is saying, the Blues stress me out. I'll take 500. Yeah. Just think if we were able to sue because we were stressed out from a game, because I was stressed out watching the Blues, so I would like some compensation. It took me like a day to come down from
Thank you. My wife's not even a sports fan, and she was emotionally distressed.
Well, she
that.
Probably deserves at least $5 million if this guy's going for $100 million.
Easily. Easily. Just silly season. Sue anybody over anything. Coming up, we're going to get to Genevieve Wood. We'll talk a little bit more about the proposal to reopen Alcatraz as sort of Trump Island, I think is what they're going to call it. That ought to be fun. Do we really need it? Is it too expensive? Did they close it for the right reasons? Or would it be nice to see maybe Nancy Pelosi relocated out there? I don't know. Lots of stuff to talk about. John Pudner coming up at the bottom of the hour because of the maple syrup mess that was left on the floor of the Oval Office yesterday. I'm just kidding. The Canadian Prime Minister showed up, and I thought Trump schooled him. But if you look at the headline of any major network, the headline on that trip will say, Canadian Prime Minister says Canada not for sale. That was the message all the networks took out of it. They didn't hear Trump say, never say never. I thought he delivered the best line of the day, and they ignored it. which they are prone to do. So we're going to get to that for you at the bottom of the hour. And then next hour, one of our favorite guests of all time, Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network. Man, that guy had a suit on the other day on Fox and Friends that lit up the room. I could never get away with that. Charles Payne actually looked good in it. He looked like a Beetlejuice suit.
He absolutely looked like the guy from Beetlejuice.
Do you think I should say that to him or think he'll be offended?
Purple.
It was purple. It was a purple suit. If I wore that, I'd look like Barney the Dinosaur. That would never work for me. I'm just saying. All right, we'll get to him at about 8:35. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Mr. President, you had said that Canada should become the 51st state.
Yeah. No. Well, I still believe that, but you know, takes two to tango, right?
Yeah, that's the media asking Donald Trump. They were shouting questions at him during the news conference yesterday there in the Oval Office with the Canadian Prime Minister.
You know, the history of Canada and the U.S. is we're stronger when we work together, and there's many opportunities to work together, and I look forward to, you know, addressing some of those issues that we have, but also finding those areas of mutual cooperation so we can...
Yeah, sounded like a different guy than from the campaign trail there, didn't he? Don't you think? How in the world is that the Canadian Prime Minister who was dissing Donald Trump just a few days ago up in Canada?
Just because I have multiple AR-15s and the feds all of a sudden made AR-15s and 30-round mags, you know, illegal, all of a sudden I don't become a felon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're talking about... SAPA, the Second Amendment Preservation Act in Missouri, being debated in the Missouri Senate right now. I'd say its odds of passing are dim, with only 9 days left to go in the session.
He was focused on racist roads and changing the name of cockpit to flight deck or airman to aeronaut. Stupid stuff.
Yeah, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, talking about Pete Buttigieg. He's like, listen, we got major problems in this country. We've got crumbling infrastructure. They passed the biggest infrastructure bill in the history of the world. And Pete Buttigieg didn't spend what he needed to spend upgrading airport issues and fixing the infrastructure in our airports. Listen to the report that he gave on this yesterday.
And so the largest infrastructure package, Martha, ever known to man in the history of the world, the infrastructure bill under Joe Biden, $1.2 trillion. They sent only $5 billion to fix air traffic control. And of the $5 billion, Pete Buttigieg spent less than $1 billion to fix this problem. Instead, he was focused on racist roads and changing the name of cockpit to flight deck or airman to aeronaut. Stupid stuff. And so now, as the Trump administration has come in, it was shortly after DCA, Martha, I started digging into the FAA and realized it wasn't just one small part of the infrastructure. It was the whole infrastructure.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean Duffy, for reporting on that. Remember, they're trying to say it was staff shortages. That's what caused this problem. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump came in and he and that evil Elon Musk, and they were cutting positions, and that's why. Well, no, it's been this way for a long time, and the Biden administration ignored it.
That's the problem. They were so focused on other issues that don't matter.
Wokeness.
Yeah. Yes. And I mean, look at what just happened with Newark Airport. There was an air traffic controller who came out a week or so ago and said that it's not even safe at this point because staffing is so low there. It's not even safe to fly into the airport. Then they had that system outage. It didn't last that long in the greater scheme of things. But even just a few seconds of an outage like that for such a packed airport where you have all these flights coming in and out of it, that's detrimental and very dangerous.
There were 800 or 900 flights canceled, yes. I think, just yesterday, which affected things around the country. If you were flying through Newark, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully they get that straight out. So obviously it's going to take them just a little while to do that. By the way, guess who's back? You want to guess who's back? Joe Biden. He actually did an interview yesterday. I don't know who the guy is he's talking to here.
Was it the BBC guy?
It might be. The question is, did you wait too long to step aside? I want you to just listen to the lost, rambling answer of the former president of the United States.
Would you have withdrawn earlier, given someone else a bigger chance?
I don't think it would have mattered. We left at a time when we had a good candidate. She had fully funded. And what happened was, I had become what we had set out to do, no one thought we could do. And become so successful in our agenda, it was hard to say, no, I'm going to stop now. I meant what I said when I started, that I think I'm prepared to hand this to the next generation. It's a transition government. But things move so quickly that it made it difficult to walk away.
What?
Made it difficult for Jill to walk away. Let's call it what it is. And quite frankly, he deserves every bit of the blame, because if they hadn't been so selfish, he would have resigned in his third year. She would have become president. She would have been the incumbent president. And while she would have owned all of his disastrous policies, she would have been running from a position of strength as the president of the United States. He would have managed to make the first, and you can argue this if you want, black woman president of the United States. He could have done all of that, but he didn't, because his ego was so big, or Jill's ego was so big.
And what does he mean by Kamala was fully funded? I think that was the phrase that he said.
Because they had raised all this money for his reelection, and her name was on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So, okay, so when he stepped aside, she got all the money.
Okay.
If she, her name hadn't been on it, they would have had to
give it back.
Right. They would have had to go to the DNC and have a contested primary and all that stuff.
By the way, Jill Biden landed a new role. She's the chair of the think tank, the Milken, I guess I'm saying that right, Institute.
Milken?
No, it says, it looks like M-I-L-K-E-N.
Huh.
I would think Milken, but that sounds really weird.
I don't
weird.
Know who that, what that
it's
is.
It's like women's health and all sort, environmental health, all sorts of stuff. So.
It's not mental health, that's for sure. All right, let's move on here. We're going to get to Genevieve Wood from Heritage up next. We'll talk more about the reopening of The Rock. We'll be back.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, great to get our friend Genevieve Wood on, senior advisor there at the Heritage Foundation this morning. Genevieve, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I was looking at what the headlines were yesterday in the news, and of course there's lots going on. The House budget deal has kind of fallen in the headlines a little bit. They're still talking about the tariffs. One of the chief headlines yesterday was whether or not we should reopen Alcatraz. And I'm thinking to myself as I looked at this, Donald Trump is absolutely playing chess while the rest of them are on a checkers board somewhere, because they can't react fast enough to everything he brings up, and they get completely distracted by what's important.
Really true. I mean, and I'll be honest, I'm going to be very honest. I don't know if you've read it, Mark. I did not read Art of the Deal, but everyone who has tells me all this is in there. The idea that you just kind of keep doing things and keep taking people's eye off the ball to do this and do that and just throw a bunch of things at people, it really distracts them when you're trying to make a deal with the other side. And I think that's what he's doing, frankly, with the left. He just got constantly putting ideas out there. He's not going to act on all of them. We're going to tariff Hollywood. Nobody knows for sure how that's going to work out. But he knows if I just say something like that, I put something out on Truth Social, the left just runs for it. And it's just like, you know, the dog's chasing a car, basically. I think it's a strategy that seems to be working on a lot of areas. But we'll see how much if he can keep it up for another 3 years.
I saw somebody, I've seen some of the best memes have come out of this, but the writer for the Daily Signal who did this story on Alcatraz, Jarrett Stepman, put out a tweet that's got that he ought to mount a version of Lady Liberty on top of the prison on the island, just so people can see it as a symbol of truth and justice and peace. And somebody else put out one where there was a gold Trump tower coming up out of the middle of it. Anything to get under the skin of the left. And because
that's right. But also to draw a point to a larger question, a lot of Americans rightly believe we do have a law and order problem in this country. I mean, they've seen it over the last, you know, illegal immigration is a big part of that. But these, you know, police stepping back and let other people taking over the cities, they see what's happening on college campuses, what's happening at the University of Washington just yesterday or the day before, with the students literally just taking over and pushing the police out. And people look at this stuff and they're like, that's not the kind of city I want to live in, or the kind of country I want to live in. So it's also picking or going to issues that he knows the American people care about. And so when they, you know, bring up a story like this, it points to the bigger picture that I think underlies really why he's doing it and also driving the left crazy.
There was another interesting article on the Daily Signal that was talking about homelessness and how the asylum seekers are the ones primarily responsible in this large spike that we saw, primarily between 2022 and 2024, some 43% rise, I guess, in what's being described as sheltered homelessness, some people staying in some sort of emergency shelter, because we've all seen those videos that are pretty jarring of people who look just strung out, I mean, homeless people, you know, in different cities across our country.
No, that's absolutely right. And you've also seen a lot of reports in the news about certain cities, New York, Chicago, Denver, and others, which are all what they call sanctuary cities, having huge spikes in this problem in the past 2 years. And I mean, New York, you saw pictures all the time of these folks on the streets, taking over the hotels, taking over, you know, places that would be used. Like in Chicago, there was a lot of complaints from residents saying, hey, that was our community center, and all of a sudden you've got these illegal immigrants living there.
Yeah.
And it's because these cities have policies that said, come on and bring them here.
I mean,
you're absolutely right. A huge spike in it.
Weren't they staying at the airport? And in some communities, I don't know if it was Chicago, but some of these illegals were being housed in high schools. Like the students were being told they could.
Centers,
yeah,
that's right. Community centers and things that would be attached to schools. Yeah, they were literally places that were not just like, oh, this is something we haven't been using for a long time. They were actually pushing residents out to make room for them. We saw the same thing happening in other states with, in some cases, veterans who needed help being pushed out of hotels to make room for quote unquote asylum seekers, which, by the way, is anybody who was here as an illegal immigrant. Okay. So
yeah.
It's not just people who were seeking asylum the way you might think of it. It was anybody who came across the border illegally could be in one of these places.
And I'm just shocked you two did not use the politically correct term unhoused. They're unhoused.
That's
come
true.
On.
I'm sorry.
What are they supposed to do?
Forgive me.
I'm just kidding.
And we saw the spike in crime in all of these cities.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a huge problem. And again, that goes back to, I think people see how these policies play out. And that's one of the main reasons Donald Trump was elected back in November.
I got to read the first line of the story here by Tyler O'Neill in the Daily Signal today. This is one that just came down late yesterday. A school board in Colorado cannot remove sexually explicit, profane, and transgender books from school libraries because the board is conservative, according to a federal judge touted as the first openly lesbian judge west of the Mississippi. So in other words, she's told this school board, because they have a conservative bent on the board, it's discrimination for them to impose their views and stop these books. That's crazy.
It's complete insanity. I mean, this is like, you know, parents elect people that, well, the community does, but a lot of parents get involved in who sits on a school board because they want schools run a certain way.
Yes.
And my guess is a lot of parents don't want these books in their child's library, and that is their absolute right to say, not this judge. But, you know, judges are out of control all over the place right now. So it's, in some ways, it's not surprising. But, I mean, Colorado's got a lot of crazy going on. Their legislature is it all seems to be in what, not all, but a lot of it is in the direction of literally going after parents and saying, if you don't do this, we will take your child. We're going to tell you how you're going to raise your child. We're going to tell you how we're going to educate them in their schools. I mean, their parental rights are really under attack in Colorado.
Well, and the judge refused to review the books. So she ruled on it without even looking at the content of the books, which they said was vulgar and inappropriate. And wow, here we go.
Well, they're conservative, so she just assumes they must not know what they're.
Exactly. Genevieve, great to have you on. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
You bet. Genevieve Wood, senior advisor there at Heritage, dailysignal.com. Great source of information on a lot of these great stories that that they cover all the time. All right, coming up, we'll get to John Pudner, and we'll talk more about the smackdown, in my opinion, the Canadian Prime Minister got yesterday in the Oval Office.
Hey, it's Mark Reardon for Zero.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
And having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign, last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together.
Yeah, that was the Canadian Prime Minister there, Carney, yesterday, Mark Carney, in the Oval Office. And he says Canada will never be for sale. And then you had to keep listening because that's all the headlines this morning. Canada will never be for sale. Never, ever. And at the end, the president quoted James Bond and said, never say never. They didn't include that in this. I thought it was important because you're not going to see it in many of the headlines this morning. We've got John Pudner with us right now, president at Faith and Family Action. And John, what was your take on the Canadian Prime Minister's performance yesterday?
Well, I think just thrilled that it wasn't Trudeau. You know,
yeah.
That was the
yeah.
first takeaway. No, I think you can disagree without being disagreeable. I thought, you know, they were both firm. Trump has stayed very firm on, you know, we're not looking for you to provide our steel and cars. We want to build our own infrastructure here and with fair trade deals. But no, it's friendly. I think it's friendly. And Trump obviously saying, hey, we are friends. And, you know, Carney saying we want a partner. So, you know, that's all good. And, you know, the 51st state, I think comments and all, was in a reaction to Trudeau. Guy had been pretty self-righteous in criticizing and was very popular at the beginning of Trump's first term. But, you know, by December had a 22% favorable, 74% unfavorable in his own country. So I think Trump wanted to make it clear that Trudeau wasn't coming here on equal terms. He was an unpopular guy from a much smaller country. And I think this is nothing but good to have a new leader in, even if he's liberal.
Yeah, there are wants and there are needs. And we want a fair trade policy with Canada. Canada needs trade with the United States, because if the statistic I saw is correct, roughly 80% of the goods coming into their country come from America.
Wow. Amazing. Hadn't seen that stat. Our economy is 10 times as big. I mean, it's
yes.
$29 trillion versus $3 trillion. So, you know, and obviously it's the one place they don't need a boat to get stuff. So they've got to have trade over that border. You're correct.
It was obviously cordial when they met yesterday, but you have to wonder if that will be the same moving forward, because things could get contentious if, you know, Trump doesn't give in to Carney, which I think is kind of what he ran on, was, you know, I'm the best guy for you, Canada, to be able to take on Donald Trump. And then I think that was what was so odd about it, is how he kind of changed his tune yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. And let's see how much flack he gets from liberals back at home.
Right.
You know, the Trump derangement syndrome is not limited to the confines of the U.S. So, you know, does he feel like he, you know, he's coming off a win? It was nice for him to do the quick visit, you know, right there. You're, you know, often at your most popular right after an election win. Good time to feel like he could come over and be friendly. I enjoyed, well, William Shatner was on Fox News last night. I thought he had a funny line. He said, you know, he should have just come out and said, we'd really like to make the U.S. our 11th province. And I think Trump would have laughed harder than anyone, you know, just a friendly back and forth to get things going.
He would have. And in the middle of this, we had this conversation here on the show yesterday. There, with the election of the Labor Party again, a couple of the provinces have talked about seceding. Saskatchewan is one of them, maybe Alberta. They're right above Montana, basically there. They've said, we don't want to be associated with, you know, what you did to the truck drivers and how you've treated some of our citizens by locking up their bank accounts because you disagreed with something they said. And we may want to separate. So apparently there'd be two different votes, John, one to secede and the other to consider joining the United States.
Yes, and wouldn't that be something, you know, if they're, for all of the left making fun of the 51st state thing? Yeah. Well, maybe the 51st state is not the whole country, but it does sound like it's possible. And I don't know if I'm not in the tax bracket, but if I were in the 70% tax bracket in Alberta, I might think it was more attractive to be in the 51st state, I would think.
Yeah. Do you follow Kevin O'Leary at all?
Just a little bit,
yeah.
Yes.
So yesterday O'Leary was talking about what's going on with this whole thing, and the reporter for CNN really kind of quizzed him, but the president promised this and he promised that, and he hasn't carried through on any of it. And this was O'Leary's reply to her. I just want to play this.
I understand the bombastic nature of Trump, but you got to look at the signal. I mean, where are we right now? Are we resetting trade rules with every country, the 17 major ones, leaving China out, as I said? Yes, including the Indian story, which last week looked like it would be the first to get signed, not done yet. But if it's true that India ends up being a standard of maybe, let's call it 10% tariffs in both directions, that's a major win.
Yeah. CNN wanted him to admit that Trump made all these promises about cutting prices, but he's really raising prices. I don't know if it's partisan on their part. I suspect it is, or just an inability to see the forest for the trees.
Absolutely. I would guess if you looked at every successful business deal Trump said, you could probably go through and say, oh, he never got the asking price. He never expected to get the asking price.
Yeah.
This is part of the negotiating, the art of the deal. I mean, this is him at his core, and he's going to ask for more than he expects to get to where he ends up needing to be. So, yeah, CNN wants to say, you know, we had 10 boxes, and he didn't really check any of them exactly. But America's in a much, much better place than who can.
Well, I think it's just a matter of time. And O'Leary also pointed out that if you compare where the stock market is right now to where it was April 3rd, for example, it's bounced most of the way back without a single one of these deals being done, which just shows that it was an overreaction. And, you know, I have faith that if they sign this India deal, the others are going to start falling into place pretty quickly and the market is going to explode.
Yeah, I think when you cut a deal with a billion people, that's pretty
it helps.
Significant.
Yeah.
I think you're right. India's the true leader.
Any speculation on what that big announcement could be? Could it be some sort of a deal with India, or I don't think it'd be China, but I mean, could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. And one thing I have learned over time with Trump is he does not like people to speculate on what he's about to say. So I've tried to avoid that like a death trap every time I can.
Boy, that's the truth. John Putner, listen, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. President of Faith and Family Action. He actually worked for George W. Bush back in around 2000. One or so. He briefly worked in the Bush administration. But, yeah, I think this is going to end badly for CNN and the others that are every day. If you watch MSNBC, he's failed. He promised he was going to bring prices down. Here's my gripe here for just a minute. Can I just gripe for – I got to get this off my chest. I drive a diesel truck. When I bought it 5 years ago, diesel was less expensive than regular. Then that flip-flopped, and then COVID happened, and then diesel was $1 more a gallon, and now it's all the prices have started to drop, and I was able to get diesel for $2.91 a gallon the other day, and I haven't seen it below $3 in a long time.
Hmm. Wait, what's unleaded right now? Is it like 2?
Well, it was only 10 cents less.
70? Okay.
Yeah, I see. It was at the Mobile on the Run where I got it there at Mid Rivers Mall Drive and 364. Mm-hmm. There's a Mobile on the Run right there, close to the Home Depot. It was under $3 a gallon, and unleaded was within 10 cents of that. So the gas prices have started dropping. There's a QT at the end of my street.
Mm-hmm.
That QT still has unleaded or diesel for 40 cents a gallon more than the Mobile a mile away on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And there's a QT in St. Peter's, there in Old Town St. Peter's, right across from Mid Rivers Mall, where it's also under $3 a gallon. So my question would be for QT, you're all paying the same price for the fuel. Why can one of your stores charge 40 cents a gallon more for it? Are you really making a 40 cent a gallon profit on that diesel? Or are the other guys taking a loss to get you in there? I doubt it.
QT does have good food, so maybe people are willing to pay more money because they want that ice cream cone or the made-to-order
but
food.
That's what irritates me. The price has been $3.29 for 6 months, and down the street you can get it for 40 cents a gallon cheaper. So that's irritates me.
I doubt
me.
That will last, because if everyone realizes that and starts going to the other one, I mean...
I may pull a Karen and go talk to the manager.
You do that, Mark. You let me know how that goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I will.
Did you record your interaction?
I'll record
for us?
It. Hey, I want to talk to the manager. The what to explain?
Don't
this
you know
story.
Who I am? I'm kidding. Mark doesn't do that.
Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. What are we talking about?
We need to talk about this whole measles quote unquote outbreak that people are freaking out about. All the local TV stations are saying that everyone should be panicking if they went to the aquarium because some unvaccinated person went there and then went and ate at a restaurant. When I was little, things were much different, and I'll guarantee things were a lot different when you were younger, Mark. We needed to break this all down.
Kim on a whim.
I don't want to freak all of you out. I'm just wanting to let you know that there are now two confirmed cases of the measles in the state of Missouri. Everyone panic. Start rinsing off your groceries. Stay inside because this is now an outbreak. There's mass hysteria among the local media here in the St. Louis area where they're reporting all these cases, the latest being some person who went to the aquarium and then out to eat, and they're just acting like it's the bubonic plague. It's just funny when you think about the way that the measles used to be handled. And I found this clip from the Brady Bunch that describes how different it was at that time. Listen.
What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
That's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books, and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
How far we have come.
Panic. There's a measles outbreak in Missouri.
Why are they freaking out about this? Well, Mark, people used to have measles parties, chickenpox parties, measles parties.
Just to get it spread around so that you
get immunity.
Yeah, thank you.
Why is this such a massive deal all of a sudden? I do not understand it. You hear people saying, well, they're resulting in hospitalization and deaths. Well, guess what? Some of these, I'm sorry, I have to rant about this for a second. Some of these cases they're saying where a kid has died from the quote unquote measles is kind of like COVID, where they said they died from COVID, but they actually had cancer or they had some other major issue. They were in a car accident, but they just happened
to
test
positive.
They just happened to test positive for COVID and they put it as a COVID death, and families were fighting back against that. They did not want that on their loved one's death certificate.
Yeah.
And it's probably the same with the measles. I'm sorry, but you can't trust these numbers that they put out that it's actually what they say it is.
I agree. I brought this up the other day to my daughter, and I'm like, the case in Texas that they had with this measles outbreak, I think it was Texas recently. Oh, led the network news with it. But it was in a community where they don't vaccinate. They don't believe in vaccinations at all. They don't vaccinate for the measles, and therefore there was a measles outbreak, surprisingly. But if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to worry about it.
That's not necessarily true.
Or if you've ever had measles, you don't have to worry about it.
People who get vaccinated still get some of these things.
Well, with measles specifically, it's not likely to even approach serious if you've had that vaccine. And her point was, well, kids can't get the vaccine until they're like a year old. So you could have a baby exposed that is young, and it would be at more of a risk because they're so little. So I
just don't get this. I've heard very concerning things about the MMR vaccine in general, so I have questions about that. But the fact that people are acting like this is some plague and that people need to freak out and they're shaming the person who went to the aquarium, it feels like, even though they haven't identified him, is terrible.
I agree. I do love that bite from the Brady Bunch, though, because it just kind of drives it home. It used to be treated so differently than it is. It's just been gone for so long that people have this inordinate amount of fear about it these days. It's true. Good one, Kim. I'm glad you brought that up. People needed to hear that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Charles Payne from Fox Business about these tariffs and Canada and a deal with India and all of it at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
applications that vanish into thin air? What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.